Hozier had a swift rise to fame. His song, Take Me to Church, became an instantaneous hit 6 years ago. The following year, the Irish singer and songwriter released his self-titled debut album, sold-out world tours, a Grammy nomination, and an ever-growing fan base followed. And now Hozier, whose full name is Andrew Hozier Byrne, is out with his sophomore album. It's called Wasteland, Baby.
I came in from the outside, burned out from a joyride. She likes to roll here in my ashes anyway. Played from the bedside, still about starlight. There was my heart, the drums that start off night and day.
Hozier joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
So what's it like to have a big hit in your early 20s? What do you learn when, in a sense, maybe you're not ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, you sure as heck learn that you're not ready for it. But I think you learn by doing. I think with a song like that, that was the first song I ever released. When something like that happens, you just meet it and you know, you learn by doing. I had to assemble a band very quickly and get on the road.
A lot of social issues and politics make it into your music, doesn't it?
It does. It would never be for its own sake. I think for me, it's really just a case of wanting to be honest about how you experience the world around you and what's going on in the world around you. And sometimes that can be interpreted as there's political elements at play there. But to me, I think all music, whether it's intentional or not, will have a political dimension, you know.
All the fear and the fire of the end of the world happens each time a boy falls in love with a girl. Happens great, happens sweet, happily, I'm unfazed here too.
The title track plays around with some of the anxieties and concerns.
Wasteland, baby, I'm in.
For me, it was really just looking into and confronting the concerns of the worst case scenarios. I think it was written around the time that the doomsday clock was moved 2 minutes to midnight. And, you know, there's kind of increasing stories of what might lie ahead with regards to climate crises, political crises. There was talk of nuclear escalation, etc. So it was really just confronting those concerns and putting them on paper in no metaphorical way, in quite a literal way, and then still trying to find, in that worst case scenario, the warm, still beating heart of humanity there, and something that's in the kindness and the warmth and the capability of people to, even in the imagined last moments, to still issue a squeeze of the hand, as it were.
Are the dead of all things that are seen and unseen, are men but the start of all things that are left to do?
I gather you grew up in an artsy family.
I did a bit, yeah.
Your father's a musician, right?
He was a drummer, played in a lot of live bands, kind of in the Dublin live scene before I was born, primarily blues music, I suppose.
A Dublin blues drummer.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not sure I've heard the phrase.
I know, they were there. Yeah. Kind of the Commitments era, I suppose.
Yeah. You know. And your mother an artist?
Yeah, she was always a visual artist.
Were they, may I ask, happy for you to become a musician, or like a lot of professional artists, would they have preferred you become a tax accountant or something like that?
I think initially, yeah, they always steered me towards academic success and to have, a baseline of a degree, you know. I did leave college. I went to study music in Trinity College, Dublin. I can't say I was there for too long. So they were very supportive, but it was a difficult conversation to convince them that this was something I really wanted, I felt I needed to do.
And has the moment come when your parents said to you, all right, son, maybe you had a good idea?
Nearly. We're nearly there. I'm kidding. We'll get there.
Well, maybe this album will do really well. I'll be convinced.
Yeah.
It's not the waking, it's the lies. It is the grounding of a foot uncompromising.
I want to ask you about another song, if we could. This one, Nina Cried Power.
And I could cry power.
Mavis Staples?
That is Mavis Staples. That is the one and only.
Yeah. And Booker T. Jones is also on this cover.
He is indeed, yeah. It was a dream. It was an absolute dream of mine to work with both of those artists.
The song's a tribute.
Yeah, I characterize it as such in my mind as a kind of a thank you note. And it kind of looks to the kind of the spirit of work, in particularly the 20th century, of artists who openly just wrote and sang about things that they felt was important to.
Like Nina Simone, Marvin Gaye.
Nina Simone, Marvin Gaye, Billie Holiday is referenced in there. Woody Guthrie is in there. John Lennon, Bob Dylan,
and Mavis Staples.
Mavis Staples, of course, who I think embodies that. You know, if there is a starting point in looking to that's writing songs that, let's say, the Staples singers wrote. That's moral leadership. That's bravery, and that's something that can be looked to.
Is there a message in this album, or do you avoid the word?
I would resist the word message, I think, because it would be a very, very difficult thing to sum up what that would be or what a singular message would be. There's moments on the record that speak to the limitations of even singing or writing songs, and the limitations of ourselves and the limitations of even love as a balm for the kind of difficult, kind of tumultuous times that we might live in. But I think if nothing else, I do think it's a hopeful record and it's an optimistic record. It's always trying to look to, as I said, just the warm center of all of us and the people's capacity for love and people's capacity for kindness, even in the worst case scenarios. You know.
Capacity for love and capacity for kindness, even if we think we're surrounded by a lot of contrary examples.
Absolutely, yeah.
I still watch you when you're grooving, as if through water from the bottom of a pool, you're moving without moving.
Hozier. The Irish singer and songwriter Andrew Hozier Byrne, his latest album, Wasteland, baby. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
When you move, I could never define all that you are to me. So move.